Paul Ince has walked the plank. Reading FC have changed course as the choppy waters grow ever stronger on their bid to reach the sunny shores of championship safety. And now is the turn of Admiral Noel Hunt to rally the crew, avoid the jagged rocks, dodge the icebergs, and secure safe passage for this most flimsy of vessels. Welcome to the Tireless Stem Podcast, episode 334, an emergency podcast of sorts. I mean, we're going to do one after the Birmingham and Preston games anyway for this Easter weekend, but we have a bit of news to bring you on this Tuesday afternoon. If you've not learned already, well, you have, because you've seen the episode title of this podcast. Paul Ince has been sacked. I'm your host, Mark May, to take you through the next 20, 30 minutes of discussing purely that. We can luckily put to one side the pure analysis of those two games to do that with me. Two of the finest Reading minds at Tireless Stem has to offer. Ollie Allen, nice to have you back, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, quite a time to pop back on, but yeah, happy to be here.
And we've got Harry Chafer as well. We're just talking off air about the atmosphere and the mood at Preston yesterday. And hopefully the club atmosphere mood has picked up just a little bit now.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it, this sacking, but yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah, let's just have a quick thanks to our sponsors, ZCZ Films, and our Patreon subscribers. And then we'll jump into the recap. We'll stick it all in one part of the show. So not a massively long show. We'll really focus on what's gone on with Paul Ince and where we go from here. So let's, without any further ado, get into that.
Come rain or shine, it's time to relive the latest match action with the recap.
This podcast is sponsored by ZCZ Films, Reading's oldest ultras.
So guys, let's have your initial reaction then. Ollie, if you want to start, then Harry, jump in afterwards as to when you saw the news that Paul Ince went this morning, replaced by under-23's manager Noel Hunt for the rest of the season, aka five games, and Alex Ray also going. Ollie, what was your initial reaction to the news?
Pure delight, I think, is probably the best way of putting it. And that might sound harsh, because ultimately a man has lost his job. And to be honest, when Reading usually sack managers or managers leave, there is a sense of empathy to a certain degree, even with Veljko Panovic last season, you know, who left the club, you know, 2 months later than he should have done. And it got very, very depressing towards the end of his reign. But ultimately, you could still tell. I still had a level of empathy for Panovic last year, because you could see just quite what a personal and sort of emotional toll it had taken on him. There's none of that this time around with Paul Ince, purely because the man clearly had no regard at all for the club's future, for the fan base. The fact that he was laughing at questions after the Preston game about his future, you know, just sums it up. Really, you know, there's no level of empathy you can have for the man because of the way that he's acted, you know, towards the football club and its supporters over the last few months. You know, this is a man who believed he was good enough for this job, believes his own hype to a certain degree, and has just acted benevolently, really, throughout the whole situation. So, yeah, this news has come, you know, arguably too late, and the club is still in real trouble. But you can just tell, even on the mood amongst social media, just this change has sort of given Reading that glimmer of hope almost, because make no mistake about it. If Paul Ince was in charge for the rest of the season, he was taking this club into League One. You know, there's no doubt about that. Reading were on a slide. The performances have been absolutely dreadful. As I say, the way that Ince himself has acted in interviews has been childish and immature. So the fact that this change has been made, it gives us a glimmer of hope. We are still in real trouble, make no mistake about that. We've got lots of tough games, not least of all Burnley at home on Saturday. But just making that change and bringing someone in like Noel Hunt, who understands the club, who's you know, knows the club's position because he's been here as 21's manager. But he understands the values, and yeah, that can sometimes be a cliche in football, but sometimes it really does mean the world. So yeah, we're still in trouble, make no mistake about that. But it gives us that hope, no doubt.
Harry, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I completely agree with everything Collie just said there. And my initial reaction was one more of, you know, relief, and also a little bit of shock as well. I mean, it's probably been a long time coming, this sacking, but I would have thought it would have happened 5, 6, 7 games ago. You know, pre the points deduction, and when we still had, you know, points on the board. you could see where it was going, and it's just been the last 2 or 3 4 weeks have just been pretty agonizing. And you think with 5 games to go, is it too little too late? I think there's an argument for that. You know, you're sort of on the border now of, you know, if you'd made a change a couple of games later with 2 or 3 games to go, you sort of admitted defeat and you're just bringing someone in just to carry it through. You know, 5 games to go isn't a lot, and Nolan's got a huge job on his hands if he's going to keep us in this league. But, you know, I think it's rallied the fans. As Ollie said on social media, you can see the fans are right behind Noel Hunt from the get-go. We understand, we know Noel knows us, and yeah, hopefully that's enough to get us over the line. But it's still going to be a pretty agonizing 5 games.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think that my initial reaction was just thinking back to how Paul Ince, as you kind of alluded to there, Ollie, he's had a marked change in attitude. If you compare last season to this season, and both seasons we've had to fight relegation with a 6-point deduction. Last season, he was clearly coming in, knowing what he had to do. He was up for the fight and rallied the players really well. But this season, there is no sense that he's rallied the players. And when he speaks to the media, it's almost like he's washed his hands of it. He's saying, well, it's a 6-point deduction. If we go down, it's not my fault. It's not the players' fault. It's the points deduction's fault. And to an extent, that's true. You can flip it the other way. Last season, we only stayed up because Derby had a massive points deduction. So if you take that away, then he still didn't do his job. So, you know, you can look at these things, whatever angle you choose, really. But it's just a case now of moving on. And I guess the one quick thing I would say, Ollie, is what was there anything that you kind of look back now and think that maybe Paul Ince did get right or perhaps deserves a bit of sympathy on? The injuries were bad. At the start of the season and more recently, Reading did have to sign players with more injury-prone natures, like Sam Hutchinson, because that's the transfer market corner they were put in. Obviously, it's not entirely his fault, or really, it's all his fault that there's been another 6-point deduction. Is there anything that you maybe give him a bit of slack on?
Yeah, I mean, look, he has still been managing at a club when it's been an incredibly turbulent time, as you say. You know, both Ince and Panovic have probably been dealt the hardest hand of any Reading manager in the modern era, really. And yeah, last season he did do a good job in keeping the club up. There was certainly a shift in sort of attitude when he came in and he rallied the team. You know, even just getting that win in his first game in charge against Birmingham might well have ended up keeping us up. You know, and we had some good results, you know, the comebacks against, you know, if you just compare the Easter weekend last season, you know, the comebacks against, or getting the win against Sheffield United, the comeback against Swansea, the win against Blackburn last year as well, the comeback against Bournemouth. There were some good results and you could tell that he'd rallied the team. Obviously, again, starting this season, you know, really well. I think we was it top two end of August, or possibly even top of the table? And I think there were a lot of people beginning to, well, including myself, really sort of beginning to eat humble pie a little bit at the beginning of this season, because we started really well. You know, considering that the squad was sort of cobbled together from, you know, free agents and people like Amadou and Bengo, people never heard of before, and you know, someone like Shane Long, who's a club legend, but is on his last legs. Considering the squad was cobbled together in the circumstances that Reading had, I think you could give Paul Ince credit for that. But you know, it's remarkable, really, the way it's gone downhill since. You know, I can't remember who it was, but I saw it was a couple of weeks ago. Sort of someone said Reading's remit this season was to stay up, and obviously before the points deduction, that looked quite likely. But even then, Paul Ince had still made himself so unpopular with the fan base and so sackable, really, and everyone, you know, baying for his blood, really, and that comes from just the way it's, you know, regressed so much over the last few months in terms of the style of play, the negative tactics, in terms of they never looked like scoring, you know, really at all from open play, at least. And yeah, this benevolent attitude in the media and interviews, I've never seen anything quite like it, really, in terms of his, you know, demeanor. You know, it's even saying yesterday that, you know, get Pep Guardiola and Jurgen Klopp in here and they wouldn't be able to do a better job. I mean, this is Paul Ince, a man who hadn't managed in 8 years, you know, but before he came to Reading. And he's compared himself to two of the greatest managers that English football has seen over the last 10 years. I mean, he's completely out of his mind. And it's stuff like that that has just really, really annoyed supporters and any goodwill that he had from keeping the club up last season, which, yes, was an achievement, and, yes, starting the season well was an achievement, but any goodwill he had from that has completely washed away with the way things have turned the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think the comparison to Pep and Jürgen was an interesting one, but it also, one of the massive themes of him, particularly in the media, but also from the way he does set his team up, is his lack of trust in the players and his willingness to throw the players under the bus constantly. Grinded on the gears of Reading fans, whether you agree with them or not, it was just a bit too much. So now let's look forward then to Noel Hunt. The under-23s manager has stepped up. Harry, what will / can Noel Hunt do? Is there a secret formula to unlocking this team? Will it be a case of just, you know, getting them rallied and you know, fired up and all this sort of stuff? Or is there something a bit more technical that Noel Hunt has in his locker that Reading can benefit from?
I'm not sure there's enough time to sort of install anything technical or tactical to the team. It's just about rallying the troops now. And, you know, Noel Hunt was a big part of one of the best teams in this club's history. And that team was sort of built on, you know, you look at the players on face value, they weren't amazing, wonderfully gifted footballers, but as a team that would die for each other on the pitch, would give 100% every single game, never knew when they were beat. You know, I think they won 15 out of 17 in the second half of that season to go from 11th to obviously win the league. You know, they were just a team who were playing for each other. And, you know, you could argue that Ince had, you know, brought that back a little bit towards the end of last season, and the start of this season, we saw a team who could fight on the pitch and could grind out results. But now you can just see that Ince couldn't do anything beyond that. You know, that he couldn't coach a team to progress or play a certain way of football. He sort of relied on those basics, whereas, you know, Noel Hunt knows the ins and outs of this club.
Yeah, for sure. I think for Noel Hunt, we'll go through some of your questions now from the mailbag that we asked on Twitter. Benjamin Vickers saying, what formation does Noel Hunt prefer in the under-21s? Is it likely to be applied for the first team? Looking over the last game, particularly against Crewe, I think it's about a 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3 sort of idea. It's always difficult to tell exactly what players are playing in what position, but I certainly haven't seen much five at the back from what I've been looking at. Daniel saying, has Tom Ince now played his final minutes for the club? I don't think Tom Ince has. I think he's, fact of the matter, a very good footballer, certainly compared to a lot of his teammates for, you know, playing on the wing or midfield. Paul Ince was previously saying it'd be the last couple of games he might be back for from injury. So I totally assume he'll be part of that. Reading for My Sins saying, am I the only one who finds the wording in the statement this morning, survive the season, a bit worrying for Mark Bowen? Remain in the league at Championship survival, finish the season on a high. All of these are better things to say. Survive the season sounds so ominous, like it's make or break time. And Alistair saying, where do you think Hunt will change things? Do you think Ajaria will come out the cold? Ollie, I think Ajaria is one of those who is out for the season, I believe, or near enough. I mean, also players like Tom McIntyre, Shane Long, we're not going to see those back from injury. So where do you think he'll change things then, Ollie? Do you think we'll go to a 4-3-3? Femi Azeez maybe popping back up? I know Yakumeto wasn't involved yesterday. I've not personally seen how long he's out for, but something like that with Carroll up front or Zhao up front. I'd like to see one of Carroll or Zhao, probably Carroll, benched for the Burnley game and go into a 4-3-3, 4-5-1 sort of deal with, you know, proper wingers as much as we can get and pack the midfield with bodies a bit more and actually have a way of breaking out from, you know, transitioning rather than just lumping it up to Andy Carroll and hoping he can do something magic with it, which he doesn't tend to do, obviously. So where do you think that things should change now?
Yeah, it's not a particularly mobile front to Andy Carroll, well, particularly Andy Carroll and Lucas Schell. But yeah, I think we have to just get some sort of pace on those wings. You know, as you say, Tom Ince, you know, yes, before he was injured, wasn't having the best run of form and become a little bit petulant with his teammates. But ultimately, he was still a major source of creativity and sort of excitement on those wings. You know, and without him, we haven't really had that. You know, Tyrese Fawner played on the left wing against Birmingham on Friday, and you know, unfortunately for him, he's not a left winger, and nothing really happened at all from it. You know, Nesta Guinness-Walker can play there, but you know, we've seen the impact that Femi Azeez can have. You know, when he plays, whether he started or whether he is best coming off the bench, but he needs to be able to have that impact on the game, because there's nothing really at the moment that's sort of getting supporters off their seats. You know, there's no player in that team who's sort of doing a driving run, doing an overlapping run to sort of, you know, get supporters excited. And someone like Femi Azeez does do that. You know, but beyond that, you know, you look at the bench that was at Preston yesterday, and it is mostly filled with, you know, with academy players. You know, Kelvin Abrifa, Michael Craig, obviously Nihia Pashiman came off the bench and scored. So whether that sort of encourages Noel Hunt, who, you know, has obviously worked with him throughout the season with the 21s, to play him more up front, you know, Tyrese Forner and then Amadou Mbengue. So the options are limited, you know, and obviously Ince was always banging the drum about the number of players that he's got out injured. And yeah, that's true to an extent. But I you know, you always wonder when and a 21s manager comes in sort of as caretaker, whether that leads to more academy players sort of being given an opportunity. You have to balance that with, is now the right time to do that in the thick of a relegation battle with five games left? Is now the time to be bringing those younger players in? Obviously, as I say, Iyabashiman got on a score sheet yesterday, so perhaps deserves his chance. But I think you have to sort of stick to what you know and just sort of maybe try and, you know, sort of try and change things mentality-wise rather than tactics-wise.
Yeah, I think we'll have to see how the injury situation looks towards Saturday as well. At least Noel Hunt has a week now on the training pitch to work something out. So we'll talk about Burnley in just a minute, but one of the final questions then we will go through is that big question of, will Reading stay up? We've had a poll on the Tarleton Twitter, which currently, as we record this, is basically 50-50. For staying up or going down. That is an improvement on what it was. I think after the before the Birmingham game, I think it was about 69% going down, if I remember correctly. So Reading have improved the fans' mood, I think it's fair to say, on a general scale with this. And you can bet that the you know, the Club 1871 and everything before the Burnley game will certainly be fully up for it. So Harry, where are you kind of at with relegation and everything? Is it more likely now, do you think, or have Reading mapped out a path to safety now?
I think they've done what they can. I mean, yesterday evening on the way back from the game, I'd come to peace with the fact that we were going down and next season we'd be a League One team. And now this morning, just with Noel Hunt coming in as interim manager, that, you know, you get that little bit of belief back. But you know, you've still got to be real, and you know, we've got five games left. Three of those are really, really tough fixtures, and two of them are with teams, you know, in and around us. The last two games, so it's going to be a hell of a job for Hunt to keep us up. You know, if I've got my heart saying that Noel Hunt will keep us up and stop Burnley getting that 106 record, but my head's still saying that, you know, the odds are against us here a little bit, and I think we've sort of got to rely on results in other games going our way if we're going to stay in the league.
Yeah, Reading, fact of the matter, Reading need a bit of luck and probably at least one result against a team of Burnley, Luton and Coventry. If we lose those three games, then we're looking for, yeah, God knows what we're looking for after that. Rob Mullins, final question for this week then, saying, is relegation a bad thing? Avoid the drop and things continue as they are. Quote unquote, and we won't have a points deduction next season. Just surviving isn't enough. Relegation maybe forces issues to a head. A change, a clear out, a new strategy to get the club going in the right direction. What I'd say to that is that I do think that those things happen anyway. You know, if you're Reading, and I think they have already started to happen. In reality, they started last summer with Bark Bowen, Brian Carey, all these sort of people coming in. Behind the scenes, there was a big old shake-up last year. And with the transfer embargo and stuff, it was never going to be able to fix the solutions overnight. Paul Ince hasn't been able to keep the ship going with a points deduction. So that's why they made the change. But in terms of the shake, you know, as Rob says, the kind of clear out and everything, that is going to happen anyway, in my opinion. So, yeah, I mean, if you offer me now winning League One next season over finishing 19th in the Championship, I think any reasonable fan would take that, because you're having a good season winning and you come back probably stronger. But if you do stay up, if you do kind of fudge through this last five games and stay in the Championship, Reading then have a much stronger position in terms of their income, in terms of the players they'll be able to attract with the very little funds that we'll be able to do that with, and get a better manager for next season as well than we'll be having in League One, because we will need a new manager either way. So let's have a quick chat about Burnley. Harry's just alluded to it, Ollie, the 106 watch is on. Burnley have a 14-point lead over Sheffield United at the moment. If that stays the same after Saturday, then they won't have won the league. However, Sheffield United play Cardiff in the lunchtime game. So if Cardiff happen to beat Sheffield United, or draw with them, actually, I'm not really at the maths, trying to do it quickly in my head, then that means that a Burnley win will mean they win the title. So really, we desperately need Sheffield United to do us a favour, because if Burnley are sniffing a title against us, then good luck. But they've lost two games all season, drawn 12. Ollie, I think that the reality here is that we're hoping for a fighting defeat and to actually show a little bit. And then we go against Luton and Coventry, and then we actually seriously target, you know, maybe a good win against a good team. But against Burnley, I think it's just, it's almost a, is it a free hit at this stage, or do we still actually sit here thinking we need points?
I think in an ideal world, it would be a free hit, but Reading are currently in the bottom three, so they need points wherever they can take them, really. And yeah, this, there's no doubt it's a difficult game, but you know, you look at someone like Huddersfield, who went and beat Middlesbrough, was it 4-1, 4-2 a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, and obviously, you know, Burnley are a stronger side than Middlesbrough, but even so, Huddersfield went to one of the teams battling for promotion and got three massive points in their own fight against relegation. So I don't think you can say it's a free hit just purely because of the position that Reading are in. You know, even yesterday, QPR were 2-0 down and came back to get a point, 2-2 against West Brom. Reading aren't showing any sign of doing that. You know, I know they came back and scored a late equaliser against Preston yesterday, but they obviously conceded late on, but they didn't deserve to get anything from that game. You know, it's not as if they showed really that much fight. It was just sort of one chance, a slightly sort of lucky looping header from Mihir Bashiman, and you know, Reading almost, you know, got a smash and grab point out of that. But they're not really showing much fight and spirit, you know, although they weren't under Ince, you know, whether Noel Hunt can inspire that. But no, I think everyone thinks it's going to be a defeat on Saturday, and yeah, it probably is. But I don't think you can take the attitude that it's a free hit, because we have to take the points wherever we can take them. You know, yeah, this game maybe won't define the season exactly, though. That will hopefully, if we're not relegated by then, that will be those last two games against Wigan and Huddersfield. But even so, I think, you know, and even just to try and deny, I think Burnley can only drop three more points if they want to at least level the 106 record. So, you know, in an ideal world, Reading, you know, get kill two birds with one stone and get the win, massive for us, and also denies Burnley the 106 record. But that's probably wishful thinking.
Harry, what do you reckon for the Burnley game then? Reading, their approach into this, I think it has to just be one of showing a bit of fight must be the first thing. As we've said, the tactical stuff, I'm sure Hunt will change formation to some degree, probably maybe flick around a couple of things with the player selection. But I think so long as Reading come out and show for 90 minutes that they're willing to fight, show a bit of attacking intent, whether, you know, how we are at the back, I think, is a bit negligible, because I can't see Noel Hunt really changing that, but it's too much. But do you think it's mainly an attack that Reading have to show a bit more something in this game?
Yeah, we just have to show that, you know, we have some way of scoring. You know, I was taking a look at the XGs from our last eight games, and, you know, there's not one above, well, 0.5, really. So, look, we've been poor defensively, and going forward, we've just been toothless and clueless, really. Just no idea at all. So we've got to show that we can look like we can score and just fight, just show something. Because the last few games, Preston on yesterday was just, yeah, diabolical. There's just nothing, you know, it's such a average performance, and it would have been a travesty if we'd have got a point out of that game when you look at the gulf in the class between the two teams. So yeah, we're travelling hope more than expectation, I think, on Saturday. But we just want to see a team that looks like they think they can stay in the division and want to try and stay in the division as well. Just a bit of fight, really.
For sure. Well, let's finish off the show then with some predictions. The prediction league over the Easter weekend had a bit of a turn, really, because Westy has got three perfect scores in a row. Picked off both the 1-1 against Birmingham and then the 2-1 defeats Preston. So he's now leading the prediction league on 33 points. Ben on 28, Adam 26. Sim got a couple of results. He's on 25. Handbags 20. Ollie, you got one as well. That's 18. I'm on 17. I did have 1-1 against Preston, so I was pretty damn close to that one. So what are we saying then for this one, guys? Ollie, what do you think for a prediction for the Burnley game?
Yeah, I think, you know, Burnley are just such a good team. You know, they've blown the championship away this season, and they are going to want to get their hands on the title with the earliest opportunity. So I am going to go for a defeat, but hopefully a defeat with plenty of fighting spirit shown. So I'll go 2-0 Burnley, I think.
Harry, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm thinking pretty much the same as that, really. A respectable defeat, I think we'd probably take that at this stage. So I think we'll grab a goal, though. So I'll go for 3-1 Burnley.
Yeah, I'm going to go for 3-1 as well, which, depending on the performance, as I say, I think the performance is going to have to be a big sign in this, because then immediately after that, we have the Wednesday night against Luton, and then we go to Coventry, who are two teams who are good, but they won't, then, you know, they're not as good as Burnley, basically, who are about to win the league. So things can only get better after that, you'd have to think, for Reading. So that's where we're at then. Five games left in the season. Reading are in the bottom three. They are actually, as well, a point adrift of Cardiff with worse goal difference than them. Cardiff have a game in hand. Then QPR are 2 points above Reading. Huddersfield also 2 points above Reading. And their goal difference is basically the same. QPR's is worse. So there is plenty still to play for. Reading have not got a big R next to their name. Far from it, really. It just depends how these final five games go. Guys, it's an absolute pleasure having you on for this quick lunchtime chat about Paul Ince getting sacked. Always good to react quickly to an emergency podcast.
Lovely stuff. Yeah, fantastic news, really.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. It's good to be on.
And we'll be back after the Burnley game then. Reading have thrown their cards to the table, and they've said for the last five games of the season, we're going all in on Noel Hunt. Let's hope that a pair of aces lands on the table in front of us and Reading can pull to safety. Come on, your ass.
You smile.